Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. We're going to sauce it up today. It is Champagne Sunday. Yes, yes, Marquez and live from the Windy City. It's clear out today. It's about 34 degrees out. It's a little breezy, but it's warm up in here. It is December the 4th, 2022, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumba, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking, honey. We're going to sauce it up tonight. We do have Fierce. It's going to be chatting with Fuji. Listen, before I get on down into the music, I want y'all to do me just a little bit of favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword, Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly appreciate it. Come on, internet. Come on. Oh. Come on. Yes, your music is being heard all over the world. Listen, I do have a very special guest on this evening. Listen, I am going to be chatting with a phenomenal artist, independent artist, Fuji. He's going to tell me all about himself, his new music. Listen, I listened to the song, and it is the boss sauce. It's called The Wire. We're going to listen to it after a while. I do want to thank all of listeners, first of all, that listen in the U.S. and internationally. Thank you guys for listening from Germany. I do want to thank you guys for listening from India, the Netherlands, and Europe. Thank you so very much. I really, really do appreciate it. Now, listen, I am telling you, I am honored. You know, I have an independent artist. I want to say hello. Hello, Fuji.
I was told to report to the principal's office.
Report to the principal's office?
I don't know. I was trying to say something to psych myself up. You know, I'm nervous. You got a big show.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're fine.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Yeah. Thank you so
much.
You're
more than welcome. You're welcome. You know, your music is dynamite. It is awesome. I am telling you, it is perfection. I can't wait to play it. We're going to play it a little bit later in the show.
Wow, thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it. You know, things are happening really quick. You know, maybe a month ago, I didn't know all of this would be going on. So it's just such a good feeling, you know.
Absolutely. So now tell me, what made you get into music? I know that you're a new musician. It doesn't sound like it because your style is very mature. Your lyrics are awesome. You got a really strong voice. So you don't sound like a new musician. You sound like you've really been around the block, you know, and I love the song. So what made you get into music? And I know that you're very passionate about it. I know that you're very serious about your craft as well. So how did you get into music?
You know, I have played music for a long time, but I guess the reason that I'm new to music is, you know, about maybe a year and a half ago, I got a sober from some pretty heavy alcoholism. So it was almost like a rebirth, and it took like a really long time to get to where I felt like I was ready to start sharing with people. You know, like I had to build up my home base, like, with a lot of hard work, and some dark times too. The music really reflects that, which I was hoping that might help, you know, other people that are going through the same thing.
Okay. So tell me, the song "The Wire." What is "The Wire" about? When you wrote the song, where were you, what place were you in, and what are you conveying to your fan base and the listeners?
Oh, man, I was out here in California, you know, had gotten out of rehab and just kind of feeling like I was on a tightrope, like I could fall off at any moment, you know, just feeling like there was nothing underneath me if I were to lose my feet. And, you know, that I would just fall forever. So, but that's kind of maybe where God put me for a reason.
Okay. So, really, you have a message that you can deliver to the masses. You can have a message of hope to help other people that may be going through a dark time or a similar situation, and maybe they'll hear the song and they think about, you know, what the song represents, and it can help them to feel hope, be inspired, and get motivated.
Yeah, that's what all my favorite musicians did for me, so I feel like I'm just kind of trying to pass on, you know, carry the baton. Like, I'd like to be music, if you just look at the whole thing as history, it's like this big living thing, and it's just like I want to be a part of that. And yeah, I do have a desire to not only gain recognition, but also just to, like, you know, live inside of other people's hearts in a positive way.
I like that. I like that. That is delicious. That is wonderful. And let me ask you about the mask, because I know that you share with me that you do purposely wear a mask. Now, what type of mask is it that you wear?
Oh, I just made it in art therapy. I was really mad at my art therapist, so I made a mask that looked all psycho. And I ended up, I mean, me and my art therapist aren't on bad terms. I was just grouchy that day. And it's pretty cool. It's like a, I don't know, a drama mask, you know, like one of those white ones. But the reason that I decided to wear it is, I don't know, like I want to make it as a musician, but I want to kind of do it on hard mode and only get fans that are actually feeling what I'm doing. So I'm not trying to, you know, box myself into just like selling a smiling face every day. And the mask, weirdly enough, makes me feel like I can be myself.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Can you hear that alarm going off in the background?
I don't.
Ah, jeez.
I don't.
I'm going to have to walk around the corner. I'm out here.
Okay.
I'm out Here, let me. Oh, there, it went away.
No problem.
I had
problem.
To try to find a quiet place, but I'm out in the open. I'm out in these Cali streets. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't even hear the alarm. I didn't hear it. Well, listen, I want to
dig right in.
Okay. So, actually, what part of California are you in?
Santa Ana.
Okay.
You know that guitarist, Santana? I'm in his town.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I do want to dig
Yeah, I love
right
it out here. It's beautiful. Like, they really have the coolest community. Last night I went to go see this hip-hop show, and they were doing a toy drive for the kids. There's all sorts of things to get plugged into. And as far as, like, recovery goes, you know, anybody who's going through recovery, the best thing to do is just to find a community like that and plug yourself into it, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, Santa Ana is so gorgeous. You should come out here. You know, you should come and see it sometime because you wouldn't regret it. Yeah, you wouldn't regret
it. Wow. Okay. I've never been out to – I've been to California, but I've never been to the Santa Ana area. So that would be a nice one.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it's just a little bit inland from Newport Beach. I'm sure you're aware of Newport Beach. And if you go a little bit inland, it's – you know, it more feels like – it more feels hometowny, you know, than – You know, L.A.'s a little busy for me sometimes. I get overwhelmed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now let me...
Oh, hey, by the way, before we go any further, can I just give a shout-out to my producer?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome, yeah. His name's Adam Teller. Right now he's working out of Avalon Studios, that's in Santa Ana, and yeah, he's amazing. If you look into his discography, he's worked with a lot of personal heroes of mine, you know, back in the 2010 era. So I would just recommend anybody go ahead and check him out. You know, he's been a huge blessing for me and a big reason why things are moving so fast. So.
Okay. And what was his name once again?
Adam Teller.
Teller.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I do want to ask you, since you mentioned your producer, can you share with the listening audience why you decided? I know you signed on with Sound On Global. Can you share with us a little bit your choice, why you decided to sign on with Sound On Global?
Yeah, sure. Oddly enough, a lot of people have been asking about that just because they're a Chinese-owned label, I guess. I mean, I don't really understand why somebody would be skeptical of that just because of their nationality. You know, they're an amazing label. They're right now, they're helping push me to audiences and you know, Latin America and, you know, even Africa and Asia. And that's pretty humbling. And I'm surprised at how fast things move. They have this app called Rezo. And, man, I must have hit about 5,000 on my first day with almost no promotion of releasing the song. So whatever they're doing on their end, I'm happy about it. And, yeah, I think that's about it, the only comment as far as I should go on that.
Okay. So I know that they are connected with TikTok. So are you on TikTok? Is your song on TikTok yet or?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they own TikTok. It's ByteDance is the parent company, and Sound On Global is their record label. I'm on TikTok. I make some funny TikToks. Sometimes I go live if I'm, like, walking around in the city. And, you know, I think sometimes, like, younger people hop on there so that they can see what city life is like, maybe if they're a little too young to go out themselves. So it's pretty fun. There's not a lot of in-real-life content coming out since or there's less coming out since COVID, so it'd be fun to be a part of making more content like that.
Okay. Well, I am really burning hot to get into The Wire because I really, really do love this song. And let me tell you how it works. Of course, this is a live broadcast. So while the music is playing, I'm going to be hitting up. Now, let me ask you, your Spotify link, is it live or?
No.
Okay.
My one big complaint, we haven't gone live on Spotify or Apple Music, but it should be any day.
Okay, no problem. So what I was going to say, while the music is being played, The Wire, what I normally do is hit up some other individuals, not on Facebook. I love Twitter because the world is mad crazy on Twitter for music. And so what I do is send out the show link and so they can hear what's going on. And they're always asking for new music all day long, all the time. And it's a great way to get your song playlisted, and that's what I'll be doing is connecting with different individuals while the song is playing. So, you guys, this is The Wire.
So
you're welcome. My independent artist, Fuji, and this is The Wire. You guys are going to love it. This is The Wire.
Go out to see the boy.
Don't come looking.
Don't come looking. Tell me now.
You know, your music really speaks to me. I love that song. You have an incredible singing voice. I wish I had just maybe a little tenth of it. I wish I did. I'm telling you, you have an incredible singing. You really do. Listen.
Oh, you're making me blush over here.
No, I'm serious. Listen, when I was listening to the song On the Wire, I'm going to tell you something. You know, whether people want to admit it or not, we've all been on the wire in one way or another. And I was listening to your song, and I'm telling you, I was thinking about the time I was on my own wire where I was homeless and I was just so, listen to me, Fuji, I was so afraid. I was so, so very afraid. One time in my life, I went through a really, really serious health challenge, and I had to stay in a homeless shelter. I've never been that scared in my life. You know why? I had to stay in there with criminals, with ex-criminals, ex-offenders, and I was the only lady in there. I was in there with nothing but men. They only had a spot. They were trying to bring in ladies into the program. Could you imagine how I felt? I was terrified.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying up in here. And then they tell me.
Yeah, because it only takes one screwball in the whole group to make a bad situation. That must have been awful.
I'm going to tell you something. Then they tell me that I can't lock the door, that I'm my space that I'm in. They says, oh, you can't lock the door in here. Everyone has to have their door unlocked. Well, do you know what happened?
Yeah. You say what?
You know what ended up happening?
What happened?
Staying there, I really became very friendly with them. I am going to tell you something. They were so protective of me. It wasn't what I had this big thing in my head. You know, a lot of time our head is the problem. I had all this fear in my head. And listen, they had me in their hearts. That's the reality of it. They were so protective. They wouldn't let anybody hurt me. We would sit down and eat. It was the sweetest and the most surreal experience I ever had in my life. It was just phenomenal.
Thank you for sharing that with me today. That's really sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So listen, you know, I was listening to your song as well, and I was thinking of different marketing and advertising ideas that came to me. So when it comes to marketing, have you thought about any ways that you might want to market your song or get it out there even to a larger audience?
You know, I have a few little things up my sleeve coming up. We do have a contest right now for the other single, Come Swim. That single was more pushed on, like, the TikTok algorithm. That song, if anybody would like to pop on, the TikTok is at FaugiGod, FaugiGod. I just misspelled the word Fauci. So, I'm going to roll with it forever. I'm never changing it.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, if anybody would like to go, you just post a video of yourself dancing with the song Come Swim. I think there's a $100 prize, and also, you know, probably we'll be inviting on whoever is the winner onto, like, the podcast that we're launching on New Year's. And a new single on New Year's. It's called "The Ghost Inside My Dreams." Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you guys will like it too.
Yes, "The Ghost Inside My Dreams." I like that. I like it. Listen, and The Wire. Now, you know, I'm just saying. This is Mama just saying. That song is like Billboard. I know it's going to hit the charts. I know it's going to be top five because the song is phenomenal, phenomenal. And listen, I'm going to do a shout-out. Sometimes I do this shout-out. Her name is Omalani. She was an independent artist. She came on the show, and some really fascinating things happened. I'm going to play this really quick. She sent this over to me. She did a shout-out and what happened to her after her music was on the Fierce Fan Network. This happened back in July. It was Christmas in July. That was her show title. It was Christmas in July, and I'm going to let you hear what happened. This is Omalani.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout-out to the Fiercest Network. Network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omalani, and I appeared on this show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true, and sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
Yes, that's what happened. I played her music on the show, and all of a sudden I says to her, you know, your music seemed like you should be performing on Broadway, and you should be doing something in fashion. Lo and behold, she got contacts. She got an invite, and she just did New York's Fashion Week this year. She went to New York and did New York's Fashion Week, and then she got another invite for next year. She's going to do New York's Fashion Week next year, and then she got an invite to perform on Broadway right after her her show. Her music was on the show. And so the reason why I was saying that is to say that your song, The Wire, is really, really phenomenal. I just believe and I just know it's going to be charted. I know it's going to be do very well. I know it's going to be do very, very, very well because your singing voice is phenomenal. It's excellent. And the music is well mixed and mastered, produced very well. And it's going to touch a lot of hearts.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot of hard work and some luck. But, you know, there's nothing better than doing this, really. I mean, I'm so happy doing it. So fingers are crossed for sure. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're more than welcome. We have just about 2 minutes left in this particular episode.
Oh,
is there anyone?
Cool.
Yeah. Is there anything, last remarks, anything that you want to say to the listening audience in regard to music?
Oh,
maybe somebody's out there listening. Maybe they're trying to grab on to hope. Is there anything that you want to share?
Yeah. I think my mom's listening. Hey, Mom, it's me, Rocky. And my little brother, Aiden, big shouts out to them. That's the most important thing, right?
Yes, family is the most important thing. Yes, it is. Listen, I am going to give this song another spin. We're pretty much out of time, but I want to hear some more of this juiced, saucy song, The Wire. Y'all, listen up. Put it on your playlist. Listen, do this. I want you guys to put this song on your playlist. And, of course, there's a lot of different individuals over on Twitter. I'm going to hit them up as soon as that link becomes live with Spotify. They will get that link to the song, The Wire. Now, that's going to be social promo. They have about, I think it's 300,000 individuals on their list that's over on Twitter. I'm going to be hitting them up. Let's see who else is over there. C Major Independent Music Blog, they do a great job. Matter of fact, they just put two songs on their playlist for me. They have about 16,000 followers on Twitter. So that's what I'm going to do soon as that link becomes live. Now, listen, you guys, once again, this is The Wire.
Go out to see the boy.
Don't come looking.
Tell me now, can you hear my voice? She's calling.
And I'm sorry to say that I hate you the most. You're the ghost of the person, the person I thought I had. And I hope that you're sorry. I know that you're not. And I am, here I am, on my knees, taking shots from
me.
All right, guys, I am pretty much out of time. is going to happen. This song is going to blow up bigger than life. It really is. Listen, with the right music video, I am telling you, I am calling it here on the Fierce Spirit Network on today, December the 4th, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This song is going to blow up bigger than life. Yes, it is, because it's going to touch hearts. It's going to do a lot. It's going to rock the same. Listen, and you guys get those videos in on TikTok doing your song and your dance to the why. I got to get them up out here. Listen, it's been a show. Cold blast, but guess what? I get to come back on tomorrow. Guess what? I'm going to be playing The Wire all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.